Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 301 as we get back in business here with our Musicians Come and Play. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, We Are Chasm. And we're coming up about 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 66, our current temperature, cloud cover here in central Minnesota. We have our guests in studio today. We have Mr. Al Cullough in studios, Al, longtime musician, officer with the Musicians Union, and brought his lovely wife along. Margie's here with us. So, yeah, we can play the song. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. How are you guys doing?
Great.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you again for filling in on short notice. Like I explained to you, we thought we were going to have baseball running all the way through Labor Day, so I didn't schedule anybody. And at the last minute here, now most of the teams been losing, and so no baseball on the schedule. So I went to my magic bag of tricks, and I said, I got to call a guest real quick on Thursday, and you guys answered the call. So thank you very much. So anyway, well, Al, I think we're going to begin now. You know, we talked about this over the phone, and there was a lot of bands and a lot of musicians back around 1980. You've brought a Musicians Association band directory along, and so we're going to just read off some of the names and see if it strikes a note with some of the folks listening in out there. Probably danced to some of these people back in 1980. So they're kind of alphabetized and starts out with Al May, Al May Orchestra from St. Cloud, Minnesota. I remember Al. And what style of music did they play, Al?
They played modern, old time, and some probably very little country western at that time. It was pretty modern, old time at that time.
Yeah, and Al was a trumpet player, wasn't he?
Yep.
I do remember him. I think he played sometimes at the parties, at the Musicians Union parties and stuff like that.
So was in there, yep.
Remember seeing him. You bet. Great band. Yeah. Then Alexandria Stage Band, Rick Temple. And I don't remember that one. Probably playing like we were probably playing at the same time, so never got to see them at all, huh?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of these bands I never got to see because we were all playing at the same time pretty much. You know?
Exactly. Yep. Next one on the list is the Ancient Age Band. Now, those guys, they played well into their, 90s, I think. Yeah. Bert Lundberg and Dean George is on the list here. And I remember when I started at the station here back in 2003, we would always be advertising for them. They would be playing music down in that New London area, and that's where they hail from. So Ancient Age Band, and played modern, old-time Latin and light rock. Then on the list, we got Andy Paul, Andy Vavrika. I don't think Andy's with us anymore, is he?
No, but he was a great trumpet player.
He was. Yep. Yeah. And I remember playing with the Ray Dronnell Orchestra, and he was very much sought after as a trumpet player. Boy, if you needed a musician and you were short a trumpet player, he was one you'd call.
He was always willing to play. If he was open, you call him, he was there.
You bet. Did three-piece, modern, old-time, and light rock.
Yeah, pretty much modern and old-time, yeah.
Sure. Then Andy Schreifels. Andy out of Waite Park, no longer with us. But, boy, there was a good concertina player, huh?
Oh, yeah, he was good.
You bet. And would play, did a lot of fill-in work with a lot of bands, but also had his own band, too, back in the days. Archie Veering, listed as Archie Veering Duo. There was a guy, seen him on TV. He had his own TV show for a while back in the days. Accordion player, too.
Yeah.
The Black Diamonds, Frank Imholt. Now, those guys back in 1980 were probably teenagers, I would say, because Frank is still active auctioneering, and he does some radio work for WVAL. So, but accordion player, and they had an accordion band, family band.
Yep.
And then there's Al Stein and the Blue Diamonds. Al still going yet. He's an ageless wonder, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been around a long time. And He's been with us. He's still a member of the St. Cloud Musicians Association.
Oh, that's
he's
great.
He's still on the board of directors and stuff, and he does a fine job. So.
You bet. You bet. See him at the Waite Park Legion on occasion.
Yes.
You bet. Bob Brenney Orchestra. Boy, there's one that's near and dear to our hearts. Bob promoted polka music so well for some 25, 26 years here on Chasm, did the Dance Time show on Saturday afternoons, and along with his sister Mary in the band.
Yeah.
And, yeah, those guys, Louis Dindorf. And
Louis played with him a long
Louis
time.
Louis, a long time. Trying to think who else were some of the other ones. Andy Stangler played concertina with him.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting a couple of them.
He was going very strong then.
Yes, Bob Nathy was tuba player for him for a number of years. So some good musicians there with Bob Brenney Band. Bobby Roberts, Bobby Lauer from St. Martin, Minnesota. Boy, now there was a going polka band. They played a lot in the area. And Johnny Huffman was an accordion player. So it was an accordion band, but usually six guys. So.
Oh, yeah, they had a great band.
You bet. And got three CDs on the rack here by them. Yeah. Next one up is the Buzzin' Bees, Tom Kroll. I know Tom did some office supply work through the years for us at the meat market. So I got to see Tom over time. But what did Tom play?
He was a drummer.
Was he a drummer? Okay. Yep. And was he an officer in the union for a while, too?
He was for a while, yep.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Was, yep.
Okay. Then a group called the Country Cousins, Bud and Bunny from Elk River, Minnesota. Don't recognize that one either again.
Yeah, there were people that were out in that area. And
sure.
And we weren't in that area at the same time or whatever. So we never got to really know them.
But, yep, yep.
They were there.
But they were there, and they were members of the union. Then we come to a household name here. Country Polketeers, Gilly Mouse and Country Polketeers. Boy, what can you say about them?
That was a great guy. Yep.
They had a great run until Gilly died. Gilly died on my birthday on July 12th of 2010. I'll never forget it, yeah. And very devastating to the family. And he was the heart and soul of the Country Polketeers. Great concertina player.
Yep.
And he had lost a couple of drummers over the years. Noel Meyer was killed in an automobile accident going to the job at New Munich one night, and Gilly and Joyce told me that they played that job in the dark that night because it was such a somber, but it was somebody's wedding dance, I believe, or shower dance, and so they needed music, so they couldn't let them down. So, and then Gordy Austin was their drummer in the later years, and he died of cancer, I believe. And they seen some tragedy, too, over the years, Country Polketeers. Next one on the list, Country Ramblers, Leo Wickman. I know Leo, had him on the Musicians Come and Play program a few years back, and I'm not sure if he's still active. I think they play at the Legion once in a while, Waite Park. So, good band. Dan Reamer, and I met them at a Chasm polka party. Dan and his sister, I can't remember her first name. But she's a drummer, and Dan plays, is it quartervox or accordion?
Accordion,
yeah, I think so, yeah. Dave Leonard Quartet, Dave Leonard. He was also a member of the union, wasn't he, or officer?
Yeah. They are, I don't remember if he was or not, but they, yeah, he attended meetings and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know I had seen him there, so... then Dave Rudquist, Dave from Malacca, Minnesota. Another band that I don't recognize, or another name I don't, probably played in their area up that way. Dave Serenaders, Dave Guast, that one I recognize as well. They played a lot in our area.
Very good trumpet player.
Was he? Okay, yeah. And probably a cousin to, I think, Jerry, with the concertina player with the Little Fishman.
Yep.
Dennis Saviska, now from Alexandria, Minnesota. I think there was a connection with him and Archie Veering. I think they knew one another. Want to say they might have played a little bit together. Not sure. Another name that's familiar to us coming up on the list here, the Deutschmeisters, Tony and Betty Wolf. Boy, oh boy. Near and dear to our hearts, huh? You were their first student, huh, Al?
Yes, I was the first student. That was in 1956.
1956, huh?
Yeah, well, started in 55 already. December 55,
goodness. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they asked you to be a student, or you asked them to be?
Well, Tony says you just come down and take lessons. And after I give him a dollar for a lesson, he says that he don't need any more, so he... I didn't get any more.
Uh-huh. You probably bought a concertina or two from them over the years,
quite a
huh?
Few, yeah.
Yeah. Went to all those concertina displays at the Coliseum, Granite City Coliseum.
And there's many bands that come out of here that a lot of players that were taught by Tony and Benny.
Yes, yes.
And there's a lot of bands and there's a lot of good musicians out there yet today that probably they never played a dance job, but they play wonderful.
Yep, they got their start with Tony and Betty.
They got their start. Bet. And they're satisfied playing at home, so.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Next one on the list, we've got Don's Concertina Band, Don Zare.
Yeah.
And, again, that's one that I recognize, but I can't say. They're out of the Piers, Minnesota area.
Piers. They're up in that area. I know Don real well.
Do you? He might have filled in with Laverne and the Starlights or... Piers bands back in those years.
I think he did, yeah.
Okay. Then as we flip the page, we've got Flying Eagles. That was Gene Stein out of the Clear Lake area. Okay. Four Winds, Ev Zinzen. Now, Ev also had a music store in St. Cloud called the Four Winds Music Store.
East
so.
St. Cloud, yeah. Yeah. For quite a few years, yeah.
Yeah, and they played a lot of the clubs downtown and that type of stuff, yeah. The next one, again, one that we don't recognize, but maybe listeners do, a group called Fu Manchu. That was Steve Augustinek, and they were out of the St. Cloud, Minnesota area, listed as playing modern, old-time, 50s, 60s, rock, country western, and country rock. Another familiar name on the list here, Gene Retka and the Cousins. For a while, they were the Jolly Cousins, and, of course, Gene Retka is still active on Little Falls radio station, does a polka show there. And played accordion. He's been a great polka promoter. Good friend to you guys, huh?
Yeah, he's also the secretary of our Musicians Association.
Is he now?
Yep.
So you rub elbows with him all the time.
He does a great job with that.
You bet. And address listed as Swanville, Minnesota. I think he might be Little Falls now. Is he still in Swanville?
He was Swanville last I knew.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unless he just moved.
Well, I know he has his business in Little Falls, insurance.
Yep.
The Golden Tones, Bob Beagle, and they were out of the Zimmerman area. Again, a three-piece band, one that I never seen play, but they were playing back in 1980. Then we had the Granite City Concertina Band. That was James Brown out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. And, they played a lot in the area. I remember hearing about them.
Oh, yeah, they were around St. Cloud, yep.
Well, we're about halfway through. Half Century Trio, Bill William Starry. And they were out of Long Prairie, Minnesota. Again, a band I didn't see, ever get to see, but they were playing back in the 80s there. Next one is a good friend of mine, Happy Dutchman Band, and that was Mike Cushel. And Mike played with a group also called the Polka Six Pack. Ron Eichmeyer and those guys formed that some years after, we stopped playing with Ray Dronnell. And so then Mike had a band earlier called the Happy Dutchman. Was a good concertina player, again, I think taught by Tony and Betty. So, then we've got one called the Happy Hearts, and that was Bob Tomporowski. And I think they formed that band, probably Bob was a sax player, reed player with the Deutschmeisters.
Yep.
And probably formed that band after he no longer went out with the Deutschmeisters.
And then Arlene
Tomporowski, Arlene Tyson, yeah.
She played the concertina.
Was concertina player. Bob was.
And there was another person taught by Tony and Ben.
Yes, that's right, too. Yep. Harmony Pals, Vic Myers, and they were out of Foley, Minnesota area, a group that I never got to see, but.
He was a drummer. Yeah.
Was a drummer, huh?
Yeah.
Jerry Dossel Trio. Now, I would imagine that's the same guy as the Jerry Dossel Band, huh?
It was the same, but he quit the band, and he was just playing
a trio. Playing as a trio in 1980. Okay, and they were out of Glencoe, Minnesota. And probably best known for that song they released, My Fanny Won't Shake. That's
right.
The one that we always got such a kick out of listening to over the years.
Yeah.
Moving down the list, we've got Joe Siminski out of Royalton. Didn't see that band. Did you know him at all, Al?
I knew him. He played accordion. He was a good accordion player, yeah.
He
played just locally around there. Then he did some far trips, too.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yep.
Next one on the list is Joey T. and the Trailsmen, Joey Thielen. Joey's out of St. Martin, Minnesota, and was a guitar player, I believe. And, did some work with Sausage and Meat. Got to see Joey over the years come in the meat market and buy supplies and stuff. And Again, they were a 3 to 5 piece band playing old time country western, and I think they'd play an occasional polka if it was requested as well. The next one, some more faithful members of the Musicians Union. We're talking about the Jolly Dutchman, and that was Robert Cushel and his wife Lorraine Cushel out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Lorraine played the organ, didn't she? Big organ, the Hammond.
Mom played the trumpet, and he was a very good trumpet player, too. He could sit in and read your music, and he was great. Whenever I needed players, sometime he would be off, so he was willing to come and help and everything.
Sure, sure.
So, and he read the music good, so.
That's great. Another Chasm favorite coming up on the list here is the Jolly Fisherman. Joyce Schmia and the Jolly Fisherman. And, boy, they really had it going back in those years, too.
Oh, yeah, they played many jobs, and not only central Minnesota, but they traveled a lot.
Traveled, too.
A lot outside work, yeah.
Yep, and that band, I happen to know all of the musicians I knew. Jerry Gwass, concertina player. Terry Thielen was very good on tuba. And then they had Steve Morgel on drums for a number of years.
And then as they
downsized, then Joyce would double on drums and trumpet and sing. So I've seen them do that many times. And, of course, Joyce herself on trumpet and sometimes on drums. One footnote to that, she started the band, or she took over the band. I know it was started earlier, but when she took it over, she was playing accordion at that time. So, yeah, okay. Pretty neat. Next one on the list, a good friend of ours, Mr. Jay Patterson, the Jolly Jay Band. And Jay, such a talented tuba player over the years. Had an accordion band for a number of years. He had Pat Kapinski was his accordion player for years. And then I think he might have switched over to concertina. Tom Peringer played concertina for him for a while.
He had different players after that.
So then the next one on the list, into the K's, the Knollwood Dutchman. That was George Hanich. And they were out of Minneapolis but came into the area. Never got to see them at all.
No, I didn't either.
Okay. Well, we're about halfway through, and we're going to take a little break here and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and run down the rest of the names as people maybe need to grab a beverage or go to the bathroom or whatever the case might be. We want to just be sure and inform them that the program being sponsored by the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you of the many services that the St. Joe Meat Market offers. So, Meat Market still butchers beef and hogs every Monday by appointment. Quarters and halves of beef and whole and half hogs, completely processed to your specifications, are always available. We make sausage on Wednesdays and Fridays every week. Labor Day coming up this weekend marks the start of the hunting season for 2019 here in Minnesota, with the bear hunting season opening up. Some other states already have seasons that have opened up for hunting, and at the Meat Market, we can turn your clean and boneless, fresh and frozen domestic or wild game trimmings into any number of delicious jerky, snack sticks, and or sausage items, usually complete and ready for pickup for your freezer within a week's time. St. Joe Meat Market does custom curing of your hams, bacons, and turkeys. Our retail store is a wonderland of fresh meats and smoked sausages, cheeses, salads, meat and cheese trays, and the list goes on. We still make that full-service meat counter. We still maintain that full-service meat counter where you can still always see both sides of a roast or steak. No surprises when you get home and open the package. Our professional and friendly staff always there to take your order and assist you in any way. The brat of the week for this week is the smoked tailgater brat, just in time for your tailgating parties for the start of the 2019-20 football season. And that is all for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, come into the store for in-store specials. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market. And for being our guest on the show, you've been here before, Al. You know how it works. We got the meat package sitting on the counter there. You guys get along with that meat package okay?
Yes. I can't wait till I get home again. That's great.
That's great. Well, good. All right. Coming up on 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, our 301st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, and we have Al Culla, along with his wife Margie in studios. We've just been mentioning some of the bands that were in the St. Cloud Musicians Local 536 book from back in 1980. And we've made it up to the S, well, actually to the G's. We're going by the first name here. And so the next one, a very good friend of yours and mine, George Savvatches. Mm-hmm. Boy, what a concertina player, music promoter.
Yep.
He gave lessons, sold
wrote
instruments.
Music. You know, he did a lot of concertina players good. He wrote up different music for them and everything. People request a number, he'd write it up. He was great. He was
you
a
bet.
Good man to do that.
And he left us a few years back, but his wife Nellie is still
there,
with us,
yep.
And living in Melrose. And it's fun to see her on occasion. And he also had a full band there. They called it the Clown Band, huh?
Oh, yeah. They had their Melrose Clown Band.
There. Yep.
And they put on a real good show all the time.
They did, yep. I know they did a lot of water shows. They would go out on the pontoon around Birch Lake and that, so I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing that they were, they played usually a battle of the bands after the concertina display at the Coliseum.
Yep.
And so the Deutschmeisters and George Savvatches would go back and forth alternating.
Oh, yeah.
And that was back in those years. So that was always a fun time.
Yep.
You bet. Then there was the Gold Stars, Werner Schmitz. And not you know that band at all, Al?
Yeah, I knew Werner real well, yeah.
Okay.
He had a nice band, yeah.
Okay, what did he play?
Werner played, I think he was a drummer.
Drummer, okay. Yeah. All right. Next band up is Little Willie. That was William Plattenberg out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Then we have the Longhorns. That was Marv Kuhnel, something like that. And he was out of St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah. Mark Larson out of New London, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Another band, 1-5 piece. As we flip the page, we've got Majestic Music Kings, Dan Rassier. Danny Rassier played trumpet with the Deutschmeisters over the years and must have formed his own band there back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And would go out 4-piece. I'm not sure who all the members were, but Dan still plays trumpet in church for us on occasion.
Yeah. He helped me out quite a few times.
Did he help you, too, with the Merrymakers? Yeah.
Very, very nice person. Very good reader and everything. Very nice to have him.
You bet.
When you had a player missing all the time, they was always glad to help out.
You bet. Perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
You bet. Next one up is Maury's Chromatic Band, Maurice Eisenshank, out of Richmond, Minnesota. Familiar name. I can't say that I ever seen him, but they were playing back in the 80s there.
Yeah.
Next one I did some work with over the years, Maynard Nathy, Maynard's old-time country band. And Maynard, he was with us on that Deutschmeisters and Friend recording. So, good concertina player. Helped out a lot of other bands over the years. So, then Al Schwiebeck and the Mellotones out of Eden Valley, Minnesota. Next one up is Melvin Swendra's Blue Melodies. Melvin Swendra was out of Kakato, Minnesota, came up in this area. Did you know that one at all, Al?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, playing at the same time we were, so never got to see him. Next one up is Merle Felling and his concertina band. Merle Felling out of Sauk Center, Minnesota. And boy, Merle, he put his mind to do things. He did it. He's got a great CD out. Had a concertina band. And, of course, his brother, Rube Nathy, was a very good tuba player with him. Louis Schley was his drummer. And Louis would always come in and visit with my dad, with Junior Funnestein, at the meat market every Monday. Because Louis was the wanderbred truck driver. So got to keep up with how that band was going. And, of course, Merle's been very successful with his trailer sales up in Sauk Center, Minnesota. And a really good friend. The next band, well, I don't know. You recognize that one, Al?
Well, I don't know which page you're on.
Al Culla and the Merrymakers. Boy, you guys were busy back in those years, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, we were pretty busy.
And who was all in the band, the regulars, back in those years?
Well, the regulars would be Jerry Blondigan and Tim Jarno.
Oh, yeah.
And then for a while we had, Melvin Mayer was the first drummer.
Okay.
And then he played till he went into the service and came out. And then we had Norman Sheriff for a while.
Yeah, Norm was an officer
in
the
end,
union.
We had Mel Mayer come back in the end again. So
oh, yeah, okay.
He helped us finish out the job. So
okay, and the Merrymaker is still active, or that's
well,
been
no, I kind of
retired, huh?
I, I had an injury to my arm, and my two fingers don't work anymore, so I kind of gave it up.
The Reitis brothers probably moved in, huh? Art
well,
and...
that along with that, too. But...
Yep. And we aren't 20 anymore, either.
No, we aren't 20, so
there you go.
We started doing other things, so we started traveling and stuff after that. And
you can still catch a fish yet if you have to, huh?
I can catch a fish
there
if
you
I
go.
Want to, and I can still go deer hunting and stuff, so...
life is good yet.
Life is good.
All right, next one on the list is Merry Music Makers, Art Sabania out of Royalton, Minnesota. Yes. Then we have Milt Schilling out of Litchfield, Minnesota. The next one, again, a cousin of mine, actually, Minnesota Dutchman, Jerry Notch, over there north of St. Joel, does Notch Trucking. Jerry, a drummer, and his concertina player, Donnie Volk, another one taught by Tony and Betty. Great. Boy, they did a lot of playing through the years.
Those years, they played a lot. Yeah, they did. And they did a really good job. They were great. Yeah.
You bet. Nocturnes, that was Bill Bach, William Bach, and Senior. And Bill was president of the union for, gosh, forever, wasn't he?
Yeah. Forever. And he also wrote up a lot of music for, if you want some music wrote up, if he had the time to do it, he'd write music for you.
Okay.
And stuff. So he wrote some numbers up for us. And
he was in a wheelchair as long as I knew him. He was injured or something, or did he have a condition?
I'm pretty sure it was a car accident.
Car accident or something, But, boy, he didn't let that hold him back.
He sat
in that wheelchair, played that tenor sax and barry sax, and loved the music and was very dedicated to the Musicians Union.
Oh, yeah.
Next one on the list is Norb Othman Orchestra. Norb Othman out of Melrose, Minnesota. Did a lot of playing up in this area. Don't know that he made any recordings, but very good band. Norman's concertina band, that was Norman Reby out of Watkins, Minnesota. Next is the Northern Airs, Bert Danielski. Al Peterson out of the Princeton area. Well, Al was out of Princeton. Bert probably out of Burnsville, Minnesota. But 4-6-piece band playing back in those years. Then was the Northern Lights, Irv Skaya. I remember Irv. Irv had the bus service out of Rockville, Minnesota. And, I didn't know that he was a musician. Do you remember what he played at all?
I thought he was accordion player.
Accordion player, yeah. I think you're right. All right. Then we move on to Organ Notes by Cliff. That was Cliff Jutton out of Annandale, Minnesota. And he did the solo work. All right. Oren Budke and the Tempo Kings. That was Marty Sarlett back in the day. Ray Lardy's concertina band, Ray Lardy, and 3- or 4-piece band. The next one I knew personally, the Red Ravens Orchestra. This was back before Steve started playing with the Jolly Fisherman, I think. He had the band 3- to 4-piece. I know his daughter Nancy played with him for some time. And they entertained a lot too, the Red Ravens. Roger and the Red Jackets. That was Roger Molitor out of the Cold Spring area. Roller Coasters, Ron T. Schaefer out of Melrose, Minnesota. I played with Ron for a number of jobs. Played some concertina with him. And they played, they were very active back in the days. Solitros Riding Rainbows, Janet Solitros and Joyce Solitros out of Bolas, Minnesota. I didn't know them two at all, but I knew probably a relative of theirs. Herb Solitros played with Stan Brenny Band, so there was music in that Solitros family from that area. Then as we continue on, Solid Silver, that was Bob Pullinch out of Melrose, Minnesota. Didn't know that band either.
No.
Starlights, knew them very well. That's Laverne Bizdock, Laverne and the Starlights. And Laverne's been making music for a long time. And again, another great polka promoter. And boy, she's really gotten a lot of musicians started over the years.
They had a real good band years ago.
Great. You bet. And so they're still playing yet to date. The Durkas boy is usually helping her out and doing a great job. Next on the list, we've got Swingin' Dutchman, Ron Peters, out of St. Michael, Minnesota. Ted Otrimba out of Little Falls, Minnesota, had a 3-4-piece band. Next up, the TNTs, that was the Thielen boys, Terry Thielen and his brother, and their dad. Well, they had a carpeting or a floor covering business at Cold Spring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... I think they did an album. I don't know that it ever got the CD, but they had recorded an album, And of course, I think they were on that same album with us, Deutsche Spices and Friends. Right. Got their start with back, Tony and Betty. So, yeah, bet. The Terhars. That was Gerald Terhar out of Glenwood, Minnesota. Worked as a duo. Then Roger Ray, a band called The Three of Us, and they were out of Alexandria, three-piece band. And I think we're getting to the last page here. We have got the Three Ks, and that was Lloyd Carl Sr. out of Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Not familiar to me. How about you?
No, I
did not recognize that one.
Really know that was
okay. Thunderbirds, that was Norm Johnson out of New London. And I think they might have had something to do with the other group that we had out of New London, Ancient Age.
Lundberg.
Yeah, I think he played with Norm Lundberg a little bit, too, over the years. I heard that name, anyway, kind of in conjunction. Tony and Bud, that was Tony Moining out of Melrose, Minnesota. Again, a group that I heard of but never got to see.
He did a lot with George. They played a lot with George, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one up is Tony's concertina band, Tony Dingman. He was from St. Joe, Minnesota, and claim the fame there was. He played for my wedding. Yes, my wife Janet and I got married on August 12th of 1972. And Tony was a relative of my wife, of the Sheffers. And so my father-in-law asked him to play for our wedding reception, and Tony did. So usually played two-piece, would go up as high as four-piece, but gave lessons. He was a good concertina player back in the days, too. No longer with us. Then we've got the Wagoneers, Rusty Phillippe, and they were from St. Cloud, Minnesota, three- and four-piece band. The next one, still very popular to today yet, the Waltzeteers Band. Irvy Gertz was the leader of the Waltzeteers and just left us, what, about a month ago? Irv passed away, 93, I think. But his son, Don, continuing the band and plays, took his dad around these last years playing. And I think Irv played as late as June yet at the Waite Park Legion. So footnote to that one is Father Ron
Dockendorf
always likes to do a little concert at Christmas time for the Poor Clare Sisters over at Sauk Rapids. And so he called me to drum. That was before Christmas this past year. And all of a sudden, here comes Don and Irv walking in. And Kenny Jansen from Nashville, I used to play with the Starlights, was there, kind of emceed it. And also Laverne was there. And so between us all, we sat in a little room, and they opened up the closure, and so we could see all the sisters that were in closure. And they wanted to hear Irv sing in German. And so I think Irv might have been a little nervous because he had to think what the words were. He was singing them in German, but he wanted to make sure that they were appropriate for the sisters. Yeah. And the sisters loved it. So that was a great memory there with Irvy Gertz. All right. Another one on the list here is the Wayne Pikel Trio, and they were out of Little Falls area, a three-piece group. And finally, the Western Airs, Sam Clayton out of Clearwater, Minnesota area, doing some two- and three-piece work. So as we went through the list, and you might have heard names that you say, well, these guys are from Central Minnesota. This was from 1980, the band directory printed in 1980. And you've got it itemized here, Al. There was 41 accordion players back in the day, 25 concertina players, 35 bass players, 109 drummers, 140 guitar players, 58 organ players, 66 reed players, sax and clarinet, 66 trumpet players, 65 trombone players, and that adds up to a total of 605, but there was actually only 550 members in the Musicians Union at that time. So you had mentioned some of these players were doubling on instruments.
They usually double up on...
They might have played drums, but they might have also played trumpet or keyboard or something.
But I know, remember years back already, at one time they said the highest was like 550-some people.
You bet. Now, back in that year, there was 80 bands, huh?
80 bands that played
old-time music. So there was more bands in the area that could have been rock or country western.
101 bands was listed here.
Okay.
And that probably didn't, I'm sure that didn't include all of them that were out there.
Right, right.
So at that time, it was the bands were still going strong.
Okay. 41 of those 80 were accordion bands, so there was only 25 concertina bands at that time. Accordions were really popular back in those
years, back then, because for the simple reason it was probably because accordion, you could read the music right off the sheet and stuff.
That's right. You didn't have to transpose it. You
didn't have to transpose
it. Or have the right key.
The concertina, you have to transpose it and get the numbers all on it and everything.
Depending on which key concertina you had.
And there wasn't access to get the music. The only place that you could get it was the Wiesn Elktech out of Chicago.
Yep.
Would have the concertina music.
Until people like Betty Wolf
started writing it.
George Savatches.
And then a few people in New Ulm.
Bill Brown, yep, out of New Ulm.
They started writing up some of the music, and that's the only way the concertina got popular afterwards.
You bet.
It's all kind of Tony and Betty Wolf did a lot to bring the concertina in this area.
Absolutely. And then there was still 14 more bands that played country, rock, and old time, so it didn't necessarily have a concertina or accordion player, but they would play polka music with guitar or trumpets or just the other instruments. So, pretty neat. Some great information there. My goodness, I didn't think it would take us that long to get through that. And just imagine, that's only 1 year. Back in those years, they printed that directory every year.
Every year it was printed since, I think it's 74, I think was one of them I had. When they started printing them up,
And really neat. And you mentioned that was one of the neat things. The union really supported the musicians. You were short a
player,
you could call... And they would go through the list and give you names.
Usually it was Bill Bach that you did call, and he was always there. And he had a list of everybody that played what, and he pretty much knew every player.
Yep, what they could do if they would help you.
He always, to me, when I asked him for a player, he always got a good one, and the guy was a good sight reader or whatever, you know.
Save you some time. You didn't have to go through the phone book yourself.
A lot of times I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't even know where to start a lot of times. You really don't know them all because everybody is playing. The ones that are playing, and you really don't get to know them.
You bet.
And you don't know if they're playing or not. So.
Absolutely.
But you'd call him in no time at all. He'd have a player for you, and it always worked out.
You bet. Great. So the Musicians Union still going these days.
Still going, yeah.
Like everything, it has dwindled. The music is just any idea how many members and how many?
We probably have 25, 30 that are still...
Still active members.
We meet about 2-3 times a year.
Polka bands, you'd probably... Is there half a dozen bands, would you say?
There's probably less than that, but most of them, they belong... Because they want to be a member. Same thing. Well, myself, the same way. I've been a member for
lifetime 60, member.
62
yep.
years now.
Okay.
So.
And right now, you just want to mention the officers.
Mike Murphy is president, and Gene Ratka secretary, and then L. Stein and I are the board of directors.
Okay.
And I think there's another board of director. I forget a new guy that just come on. I think maybe it's Gene's. I think it's Gene Retzka's son.
Michael.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He's on there.
Sure.
So.
Very, very good. Well, great. Well, we've really run through some time here, so we want to save a little time for playing some music. So with that, we're going to close out this segment of Musicians Come and Play, and we'll come back with you guys during our musical treat for Dancing Feet.
All right, great.
All right. Harry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 301st edition of our musicians come and play program here on KASM. And we're coming up on 12:30 here on KASM, and we have a temperature reading of 66 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we had so much information during our Musicians Come and Play program that we kind of ran over into our next segment. So we're going to read one of the ads for our sponsors, and that would be Turco's First Line Casino Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM each and every week at this time. Turco, of course, they do a great job traveling business. Lots of bus trips around this great land of ours. They do the extended tours to the big cities like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. Of course, they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. Casinos like Monoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles, Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, and Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota. And speaking of that, well, they are getting excited about the big Polka Fest coming up, and that's to the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and that is in October, the 22nd and 23rd. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And the cost per person is just $115 per person based on double occupancy. You're going to spend one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel, $40 on your player's card when you arrive. Jerry and Joyce Band are going to travel with you and entertain you. They've got two showtimes scheduled, 3:30 and then 8:30 in the evening. There's going to be sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for the polka participants. And the cost, again, is just $115 per person based on double occupancy. Now, to get on board the bus, give Turco a call toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. I just recently got a brochure from Dave over at Turco, also for Arizona, warm and relaxing. They're making plans for February and going to spend some time down there February 5th through the 20th. And if this sounds inviting to you, give Turco a call. Once again, Jerry and Joyce are going to travel with you, and it's going to be a great time. So $2,550, the cost based on double occupancy. And once again, to find out more information, to get on their mailing list, to make a reservation, to get on board the bus, give Turco a call, phone number 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang would love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we're going to try to make as many ballrooms as we can with bands that we remember playing at the ballrooms over the years. So we're going to start out with the Granite City Coliseum and talk about them just a little bit right now. And let's see. I'm going to pick out a song by the Deutschmeisters. All right. And Al, you played at the Coliseum a few times over the years yourself, yeah. Huh?
They were late nights when I played there.
Absolutely. mentioning the guys that own the Coliseum, who could forget Cy Sacre and Webb Daniels?
Webb Daniels, yep.
I think it's hard to come up with better proprietors than those guys were, huh?
Yeah, they were great. And I had many, many nights when I played there. I don't think I got home much before 4 o'clock.
They always like to visit.
Visit, and then Cy says, well, let's go have something to eat before you go home.
Oh, yeah.
He always had to have a little snack before he went home. So.
Well, a funny story for you. Ray Dronnell, we played there over the years quite a few times, and Ray happened to see Cy some years later after the ballroom was closed, so he was visiting with Cy, and he said, golly, Cy, he said, you know, back in those days, I could never get home early. He said, we were, and I had a, you know, construction business. I had to get up for work, and why did you keep me there so long? And Cy said, well, if you notice, he said, you're a pretty big guy, and I was a little guy, he said. And he said, back in those days, they didn't have night deposit or automatic banking or anything. So he said, on a good night, we'd take in a large amount of money, he said. Yep. And he said, I was always afraid of getting robbed, of getting held up. So I knew if I locked up the whole place and everything was good and I walked out the door with you, I had the bodyguard. So it was a great story. But
then also he'd like to stay late and be late there. And he'd always have, well, years back, they always had them shorties that come in little Hams bottles.
Oh, yes, yep, yep.
He says, have another shorty, he'd tell me.
Uh-huh.
Well, then he'd put it right up at the bar, and then he'd be gone.
Yeah.
And I wonder, where in the heck did he go? But he had the lights out in the ballroom and everything, and he'd go around to that ballroom and see if there's any cigarette butts or something that would start anything.
That's what he told Ray, too. Because he was afraid of fire, too.
Yep, he always took care of that.
He was very conscientious.
Oh, yeah.
He treated the bands with respect. And usually you couldn't buy a drink. He'd furnish the alcohol or the drinks, the beverages.
Every hour he'd have a tray sitting there for
you. So, and it didn't have to be alcohol. He'd
set up
whatever you wanted. Yep. So just a genuine guy. Missed very much. Yeah. Boy, he was a great polka promoter. So with that, we've got the Deutschmeisters. Simulating that the Deutschmeisters were playing back in 1980 on a warm summer night at the Coliseum. Of course, back in those years, it wasn't air conditioned, so the shutters were open. You could hear the music through the screen door. That's my favorite. Right now, the Deutschmeisters with one called the Schneider Polka. The Deutschmeisters, a great stomping tune. It was my dad's favorite. Dad was the drummer for the Deutschmeisters back in the years. And on this particular recording, it was Tony on the concertina, Betty on the piano, Junior Funnestein on the drums, Jay Patterson on the bass horn, Ray Dahlman on clarinet and sax, alto sax, Bob Tomporowski on tenor sax and clarinet. Pete Moore was a strong trumpet player, and then Burgie Johnson on trumpet as well. Boy, they had a great band back in those years and made a lot of music at the Coliseum over the years. So we're going to move into Sauk Rapids right now. And we didn't have this band on our list at the time. I think they maybe formed a few years after 1980. But the Graniteers out of Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, were in the Musicians Union. Reiny Motschke, the concertina player, Don Moore, sax, his boys, Dave and Dick, Dave on trumpet, Dick on sax, had a number of drummers over the years. I got to fill in with them a few times. And also they had a guitar player and did some drumming, Joe Crookton. And, of course, Jay Patterson, a bass horn player on this recording. And so we're going to, well, let's see, who owned the Coliseum, did you say? Or, I mean, the fairgrounds back?
Well, I think Cliff
Bulow
owned it at that time. Yeah.
And he was a trumpet player, played with the Nocturnes.
I think he was in a city band or something, too.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, way back then.
But he had it for a number of years. Then Cy Sockery and Webb, they had it run both ballrooms.
In the end.
In the end, okay. Yeah. Ralph Huttmaker had it for a time over the years. So was a fun place. Again, special to me. We had My wife and I had our shower dance there back in 1972. And again, no air conditioning or nothing. It was just a nice warm evening.
Me and Marge had our first dance over there.
That's you did.
That's where we met.
That's where you met. Well, that's really special. Yeah. So with that, we're going to put the Graneteers over at the Fairgrounds Ballroom in Sauk Rapids on a warm summer evening in 1980. And Reinie Mutschke on the concertina, it's the Nebraska Polka. Don Moore and the Graneteers there for you with one called the Nebraska Polka. And again, that back in the days, great polka band out of Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. I became really good friends with Don Moore over the years. He allowed me to get his music off of albums. They had two albums recorded and got that on CD before Don passed away. And he was so proud of those albums. So great music there. And again, special. You guys met at the Fairgrounds Ballroom.
Yes.
Marge and Al Kala, that was
we met before the store where she worked. But
okay.
We were going to the same places, so.
Okay. Yeah, and you had your eye on her already then.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, good. All right. In the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, now brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, well, boy, what can you say about the Hustler? It is such a great mower, so industrially built. It's Caterpillar yellow, and boy, they perform. I've been using mine for a good number of years now. Actually bought two of them from Kevin and recommend that you do the same. It helps eliminate the extra mowing and trimming of your lawn. Kevin always with new Hustlers in stock, so you can check out the different engine sizes, mowing deck sizes available to you. Of course, there's always attachments available, baggers and suspension ride seats and all of those sorts of things there, so check that out. Kevin's got a nice showroom. Yes, they remodeled the old dairy barn there, and I think it holds about 26 or more, depending on how big a mowers he puts in there. But nice place to view those mowers, and then he opens the overhead door, and out you go, and you get to try it out right there. He's got a big yard, lots of grass to cut, so Kevin doesn't mind if you cut his whole lawn. So, and then Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. So, he specialized in the John Deere's for so many years, but now can pretty much work on any motor. So, can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. Kevin does it all. Kevin accepts trades, so stop in and see what Kevin can do for you. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Get yourself a Hustler. And again, nice ride out to Kevin's place, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. You get up there about 6 miles, look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the big post in the ditch. He's over on the west side of the road as you're traveling north towards Holdingford. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Well, we're back to the music right now, and we're going to head on down the highway. Back in the days, it was county or state 52. Yep. There was no I-94, but I-94 got built in the later years. And, well, we get to Avon. There was the Lakeview Ballroom.
Yep.
And later years, it was changed over to Dino's Ballroom. But, gosh, Gus Licky owned it for so many years.
So many years, yeah.
And, boy... And- Another great proprietor.
Oh, yeah.
He was
a nice guy, easy to get along with.
Yep. And the ballroom had such a low ceiling. Had to keep it down there because it could get loud in there.
Not loud, but also got smoky up there.
And smoky up there, too.
Of course, they had the windows and everything open. So
exactly.
If you had a good wind, you didn't have the problem.
Well, there's a little lake right out the backside.
Yep.
And so the band always come in the back door, the screen door there. Yep. And on a warm summer evening, it looks so nice. Oftentimes, there'd be ducks or geese or something swimming out there. Squawking away, and so we had a lot of great jobs there over the years. And we're gonna put Al Cullough and the Merrymakers at the Lakeview Ballroom. And you're gonna do a number, Al. You call it Al's Lander.
Yep.
You wrote that one yourself, arranged it?
Well, I didn't. I just picked it up and started playing it way years back already. And people like it at the dances and stuff, and a lot of people asked for it. And so I just kept playing it. And then when it come recording time, Betty said she wanted to put something something different on the tapes and stuff, and so we decided to put that one on there.
Okay,
so.
Well, very good.
And it turned out pretty good.
All right, so with that, here is
it's
Al
done on Arnold's concertina E flat.
Oh, it was on Arnold E flat. Very good. So with that, Al's Landler, Al Cullough and the Merrymakers. Call on the Merrymakers and one called Al's Landler. And boy, Al, you had a nice tempo there. Very danceable music, some great music. And I'll bet, as you remember over the years, you probably played for so many wedding dances, anniversaries, shower dances.
Like I see back in 64, May, June, and July, we played 39 jobs
Really?
Weddings and anniversaries and showers and regular jobs. And
oh, my.
They weren't all done right around here, but they were done in the area.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's great. 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, running down on time here. We're going to head north out of Avon. The next ballroom we stop at is the Pelican Lake Ballroom, St. Anna, Minnesota. Steve Sheminda, Stan Sheminda, was the owner for so many years. Now his son and daughter-in-law, Ron and Pat Sheminda, run it.
Doing a great job there.
Boy, they do.
Good chicken fries.
Good chicken on Tuesday nights every week at the Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna. And on a hot summer evening in 1980, I think maybe we would have probably found the Minnesota Dutchman. Jerry Nutch and the group over there, Donnie Volk on the concertina, and one called the Doghouse Polka. And that was the Minnesota Dutchman with the Doghouse Polka. And yes, putting them at the Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna back in 1980. Well, we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KESM. And that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock inviting you to join their traveling family, make miles and smiles with them. And, yeah, half the year has gone by. A lot of great trips have come and gone with Laverne, but they still have a nice lineup for this fall. And check out their website for more information, www.laverne'stravel.com. You can see all of the trips that are still to come. Laverne and Kim keep a very nice website. And just looking at the schedule here, so August pretty much wrapping up now. But in September, they've got their 31st Fall Mystery Tour. I think that one's sold out. But again, we always encourage you, if you were still interested, give Laverne a call. She's very conscientious, keeps a waiting list. And once in a while, somebody has the misfortune to have to back out, and she'll slide you in that spot. Everybody's happy. They're also going to go see Maggie May and the Wisconsin Dells in September. The Norse Kost Fest, a Scandinavian festival, the end of September. Also, Mackinac Island and Frankenmuth, Michigan at the end of September. In October, it's Taylor Falls and Stillwater. Then in October as well, the 21st annual Yeah, 21st annual New England States Tour with Laverne's Travel. And then in November, the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, always very, very popular. And they're already making plans for 2020. Whole list of tours already scheduled for 2020. So, yeah, you'll want to give Laverne and Kim a call to get on their mailing list, receive a brochure, find out more information about all or any of the upcoming tours, maybe make a reservation. You bet. So once again, toll-free, 1-800-840-9211. That's Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty. Well, we're going to go south of the freeway now, head over to Richmond, Minnesota, and the Richmond Coliseum. And boy, Al, I know you guys played there too many times over the years, huh?
A lot of times during the years, yep.
You bet. And Elmer Niehaus owned it for many years.
Many years, yeah.
Many years. And
good manager, very good.
Yeah, and they again, were so friendly to people. Yeah. I think that's probably where I played some of my first dance jobs with Ray Dronel and some of the other bands that I played with, the Deutschmeisters, Richmond Coliseum. Again, never was air conditioned. It was always screen doors and window shutters, and you could hear the music as you pulled up. Isn't that something? Back then, the dances were 9 to 1.
Yep.
And nobody, you were always on time for work the next day. Never a problem.
Never a problem.
But boy, we sure had a good time dancing. And you know what? We never needed, never had that extra pouch in front of us. We wore it all off doing that polka hop, didn't we? Yeah, some great times.
People danced and kept in shape, that's for sure.
And it seemed like as the people danced, the easier it was to play.
Oh, yeah. It was always nice to play.
You bet.
And those years, when you hit that first note, there was always 30, 40, 50 people on the floor.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
And then they wouldn't want to get off. You always had to give them an extra one or so before they got off the floor. So.
You bet. Well, we are going to put the Bobby Roberts Band over at the Richmond Coliseum. Bobby Roberts Band listed in our directory that we went through there. And do a nice waltz. There's one called the Dream of Heaven Waltz, the Bobby Roberts Orchestra, Bobby Lauer and the band. Bobby Roberts Orchestra with one called the Dream of Heaven Waltz. And I played, filled in with Bob for a number of years, would fill in on drums, did some trumpet work with the Bobby Roberts Orchestra. Bob Lauer from St. Martin, a great musician back in the days.
He was always a happy-go-lucky man, too.
You bet. You bet. So we had him playing at the Richmond Coliseum. Well, looking at the old clock on the wall, 3 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, time to get on out of here again. Make room for Angela Mergen. Angela's already in studios to take you the rest of the way on this Sunday afternoon. So we're going to wrap things up right now, heading down I-94. It wasn't there back, well, probably in 1980 it was there, I guess. I think that's about when they built the freeway. But place called the New Munich Coliseum.
Yep.
And you guys played there over the years, too, as well.
Yeah. A lot of weddings and stuff, yeah.
Irv Schiffler, proprietor there.
Whiff, his dad? Most of the time in the 80s, I think, it was still Whiff, yeah.
Whiff still owned and operated it then. Yeah. And then, of course, they had several establishments. Had the Green Lantern over in St. Anthony.
And then after that, they had the Lakeview for a while.
Oh, that's right. Yep,
Irv
yep.
Had the Lakeview for
changed
a while,
it to Dino's there. So, yep, great polka promoter. And so right now, we're going to put the Bob Rennie Orchestra over there and feature, of course, this was off of their Volume 6 recording. So members of the group at that time, Bob Rennie, of course, on concertina. Andy Stangler doubling on concertina. Louis Dindorf on sax. Mel Hauk on accordion. His sister Mary on the drums and banjo. And one other musician I'm not recognizing. Dave Haight. Dave Haight was on tenor and alto sax. Some great musicians. Boy, had it going really good back in those days. Tragically, Andy got killed on that motorcycle accident Colorado.
That was sad, yeah.
Yeah, that was back around 2000. And I know Bob said felt like he lost his right arm then.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, and the music world suffered a big loss there because Andy was a great concertina player.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to work with him on that Deutschmeisters and Friends recording.
Oh, yeah.
All of us were along on that trip, so it was a great time. Well, without further ado, at the New Munich Coliseum, it's the Bob Rennie Band and one called the Farmer's Polka. The Bob Rennie Band, yes, indeed. Boy, that brings back memories. And we simulated that Bob was playing at the New Munich Coliseum back in the days on a warm summer evening in 1980. And that's going to have to wrap up our 301st edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And again, regrets if you were hoping to hear another band. There's so many great bands from central Minnesota that played throughout the years. The Ray Dronald Band, the Harlanders, just to mention a few. Yeah. Trying to remember who we all played now during this segment here, but a number of other bands that we had mentioned in the book.
There was a lot of good bands way back then.
Right? Yep, yep. And like we were speculating in between here, you know, you pick up the paper on a Friday or Saturday night, and there was anywhere from 20 to 30 different places you could go, and they were all advertised in the paper. Yep. And like Margie said, you probably went to the closest one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But you might see Whoopi John, Ivan Cale, any of the New Ulm bands coming into the area.
Elmer Scheid,
yeah.
Babe Wagner, they all played up here.
You bet.
And those were usually on the regular nights that they played. And then we played most of the showers and anniversaries and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
During the week stuff.
Yeah. Sure, sure. And so many great other places to play, too, more than just we mentioned in the segment there. There was a lot of clubs, a lot of legions, a lot of bands playing at those.
A lot of bars had music back then.
Yeah.
A lot of those three-piece bands that we mentioned stuff, they probably played a lot of the clubs and the bars. Right?
Yeah,
they didn't play too much of the ballrooms. But,
you bet.
But there was music all over, and it was old time.
You bet. Well, with that, that winds up another session of our Musicians Come and Play and our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And I think we left the door open, Al, for another program because, boy, there's a lot more to talk about. So, again, want to thank you guys for coming in today. Yeah. It was a special program. Been getting phone calls. People really enjoyed it. So we thank our listeners for listening in.
I was very glad to help you out on your short notice.
On short notice. And you guys, you have a great day the rest of the day. Big plans for the day?
Nope. Not really. Nope.
Not really? All right.
Go and have St. Joe Meat Market sausage for lunch.
Oh, there you go. All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run. All righty. That takes us to 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And once again, our temperature reading is 67 degrees. And we're going to check weather for you. Weather coming your way next here on KASM.
Chasm Weather.